Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Abortions and taxpayer funding are increasing for Planned Parenthood. We need to change this direction. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
You know, we certainly celebrated in 2022 with the overturning of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. That was a huge victory that we will continue to celebrate. But hence, sadly, that does not change the picture for the abortions. In fact, abortions, according to Planned Parenthood's recent annual report, have increased since the last 2023-2024 fiscal year. More abortions and more taxpayer funding.
$100 million more in 1 year. I mean, that is an amazing amount of money. They already get hundreds of millions of dollars. They got nearly $700 million in 2022-2023, but then in 2023-2024, nearly $800 million, $799+ million in that fiscal year.
And that's a $100 million increase in taxpayer funding.
In just 12 months.
That's unbelievable.
So instead of reversing the trend, we're actually increasing. So what we have here is increased taxpayer money, nearly $800 million. And then we also have 10,000 more abortions in that fiscal year, 402+ thousand abortions versus 392,000 the year before. Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in America and its affiliates, and we should stop funding them. We should never be funding them. And, you know, a lot of people in the past, presidents or Republicans, they said that they wanted to defund Planned Parenthood, but are they really serious about it? Well, right now we have a real serious opportunity to do just that. President Donald Trump and other leadership in the House and Senate, they want to defund Planned Parenthood and zero it out of the budget. And a lot of the funding is coming through Medicaid, but other grants are going directly to Planned Parenthood as well. 39% of Planned Parenthood's annual $2 billion budget comes from taxpayers.
Oh, I know. And, you know, as always, you follow the dollar signs. And many of these legislators, and I would hint to say probably some Republicans as well, are accepting money from Planned Parenthood. So that's going to affect their decision. That's why this is a fight when you go to the House and the Senate. It's a fight to try to defund, and you think, why would you want to kill innocent babies?
Well, our team has been working with legislators beginning in January of this year, right after they were sworn in, getting commitments from legislators to defund Planned Parenthood. We are also part of a coalition in Washington, D.C. of pro-life organizations, and when they were deciding how to divide up the visits to different members of Congress, we had already visited every one of them. So we have been leading on this area for weeks and weeks and weeks and for years, frankly. And we're now approaching a historic opportunity. President Donald Trump is lobbying himself personally. And, you know, you have clearly seen he's quite a negotiator. So I am glad that he is putting his negotiating skills and persuasiveness to passing this, what he calls the Big Beautiful Bill. And this Big Beautiful Bill includes no funding for abortion, no funding for the LGBTQ agenda of mutilating surgeries and hormones and opposite sex hormones and puberty blockers.
That sounds like a beautiful bill to me.
That sounds like a big, beautiful bill.
I mean, how much more beautiful can you get?
But, you know, now what we need to do is get it passed because the margins in the House and the Senate are so slim. And what you have is basically a party line issue, by and large. Virtually in the House, you've got all the Democrats, and in the Senate, you've got all the Democrats. They're on one side, and they walk in a kind of a robotic lockstep when it comes to LGBTQ and abortion. And on the other side, you have the Republicans. And for the most part, they are clearly taking the lead to defund Planned Parenthood. And a lot of good things have happened. However, there are a couple, a few, maybe three or so in the House and some in the Senate, a small number that are dedicated to continuing the funding of Planned Parenthood, or they're certainly open to it rather than having a strong opposition to it. They are willing to use that as a negotiating tool to get something else that they want. You don't have a negotiating tool where on the one hand of the balance is the life of a child, and on the other hand is some other fiscal issue.
And don't forget, women are harmed in abortion. Don't make it sound, you know, like these women, these Democrats, whatever, say, oh, well, it's women's health care and blah, 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 for, you know, choice.
It has nothing to do with health care.
It's harmful to women.
They're killing women.
But, you know, Matt, now is the time they've got to fight now, because we may only have 2 years.
Well, and this is a historic moment. I mean, we've never been this close to defunding Planned Parenthood and big abortion in decades, or as long as I can remember.
And we need to be in the boxing ring 24/7 fighting this.
Here's the thing. If you've sent a fax or you've signed a petition, do it again. Continue to do it. Don't give up. And we have faxing opportunities and petition opportunities. We just delivered thousands of petitions just last week to members of the Congress. And you can go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. That's our 501c4 Liberty Council Action Organization. There's a lot of emails there. Any one of them on the Planned Parenthood defunding, click on that. You're going to see a landing page. On that landing page, you can therefore go to it and send faxes. And you can choose the level of faxes you want to do. Those go directly to the members of the House and Senate. The nice thing is that they can't turn off the faxes. And the nice thing is it doesn't matter whether they're in the office or out of the office. Mm-hmm. Their staff are already there. And they're going to be there no matter whether the member of Congress is in D.C. or back in their home district. The staffers will be there. And they get that information. And it keeps them busy. And it keeps this in front of them. I can tell you that sometimes when we talk to some of the staffers or the legislators, sometimes they'll say, look, we're hearing a lot from the other side, but we don't hear from our side. And so you think, well, your voice doesn't make a difference. It really does make
a
difference.
Absolutely. And don't just give up. I mean, faxes are great, but also there's, you call them, you can email them, you know, use a three-prong approach to keep the office letting them know this is not acceptable. We have to defund this killing abortion giant.
We have to. And, you know, the abortion right now, Planned Parenthood is $2 billion a year, getting about $800 million a year in taxpayer funding. They should not get a single red penny. And they're aborting thousands of babies.
1,100 a day.
1,100 a day.
And we're paying for it.
Yeah, and that's the incomprehensible thing.
I know.
That our taxpayer dollars are paying to kill our children and harm women. Part of this is for the abortion pill. And they're sending these abortion pills across state lines into states that have pro-life laws to try to circumvent those laws.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day. In fact, she was a pastor, and I was telling her about this. I said, the abortions have increased. And she said, well, what about overturning of Roe? I said, the abortion pill is at least 63% of the abortions now, probably a lot more because of these, they're mailing them into even pro-life states.
Yeah, they're mailing them into pro-life states. Right now, from what we can tell, it accounts to 63%. In 2020, just 5 years ago, it was 53%. Now, that may be still understated because we just don't know. Because these people that get the abortion pills, they don't report. The abortions take place in their homes. And their homes become a death chamber. Mm-hmm. So imagine your home is a place of refuge. It's a place of rest. And now you've taken the life of an innocent person in your home.
Right. And Planned Parenthood, you know, they all say, well, abortion's only 4% of our organization's services. Well, they skew those numbers to make it sound like it's not as bad. But if you really go and add up all the services, say one woman would go in and get several services, abortion is a huge part
of
what they
do. Well, they come in, for example, to get an abortion.
A huge part.
In order to skew their numbers, they'll maybe give them a pregnancy test when they already know that they're pregnant, or mm-hmm. give them something else. But their ultimate intended goal is to kill that child.
Right.
We have to stop this. We can't think that somebody else is going to do it. Pray and mm-hmm. act. Go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. Click on one of any of the emails about defunding Planned Parenthood. Send faxes, sign the petition, pray, call, make your voice heard. Now is a critical historic moment.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.